Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Morning, happy Wednesday. Larry Richard with Rich Fitzgerald, Executive Director of Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission. In every Wednesday at this time, and Rich, post day one of the opening of Pittsburgh International Airport, by all accounts, things went extremely well.
Yeah, the reports that I've read, and obviously you and I there yesterday to view it firsthand, things seem to go extremely well. People are very excited, a lot of smiles on faces, and that's not something you typically see when people travel by air, because it normally is a very, very stressful endeavor.
Well, I want to thank you for being my co-host yesterday. You were the perfect person for that. And we started with Christina Kasotis first thing, 5:30 in the morning, which was a great way to kick off the day. And then throughout the morning, just give people information that they're going to need here. Maybe you're just picking up somebody from the airport next week for Thanksgiving. Hopefully we gave you enough information to feel a little more comfortable.
I think so. And I think that this really has been covered very well. And, you know, you mentioned Christina, and when she came here, she literally had to change the mindset of an entire region and how we thought about our airport, air travel, and everything that went along with that. She has spent a lot of time going to community groups, going to meetings, talking to people, explaining what she thought could be an improvement in our operation. And yesterday was obviously the culmination of doing that for a decade. And now we get to live with this, hopefully, better experience, better operations, improved economics, and we'll see where it goes.
Well, think of the timing, not knowing, of course, 9 years ago that the NFL draft would be here just months after. And then, of course, opening the week before one of the busiest travel weeks of the year with Thanksgiving. So it'll get the full court press next Wednesday.
It really does. And there's more to come at the airport, which I think is really exciting. They haven't talked about a lot with the openings taking all the attention, but fuel, being able to refuel the way the industry is changing and be able to use our natural gas as an economic generator. The fact that there's a lot of more cargo going on and freight, again, what's that mean? It means jobs for people in this community and the manufacturing that's going on there in Neighborhood 91. And we're going to hear from one of the leaders in a little bit, Representative Valerie Gatos, who was very instrumental. She's not somebody that's gotten a lot of attention, but I'll tell you one of the stories when you bring her on the air. But there's a lot of partners that come about, but this is not the end of the beginning of the end, whatever you want to call it, but there's a lot more economic growth to come out of this airport.
Well, you mentioned in the process of building out this airport, 14,000 workers, and now they are out of that current job, but there are other big projects in development and underway in some cases. So sustainability is an important word.
And one of the things that came about, we didn't really talk about it yesterday, was a training program for the building trades that coincided with the building of the airport. So there was a training school going on at the very same time that the construction was going. So there would be a seamless graduation. People would go. It's called Pit to Work, where people would be trained in the construction industry and then be working on the airport. So there was a lot of other things that happened. And you mentioned the economic impact, $2.5 billion economic impact. A lot of good things happened during that 7 or 8 year period of this construction.
I had two questions people asked me yesterday. We answered them. One was, where's Franco going to be? That's kind of cool. And then the other was, people wanted to know, in terms of, Mr. Rogers was another one. Is Mr. Rogers still inside the airport? And I think he is in one of the gate corridors.
There's some giant video boards that, and I did get to see this the day before on the air side that we didn't get to do yesterday. And it, when you come off of the plane, it shows the very first Ferris wheel, the very first Big Mac, the falling right. water, Mr. Rogers, the Salk vaccine. I mean, it talks about some this radio station. There's so many things that they show so that somebody visiting Pittsburgh for the first time is going to be exposed to some of the great things that have happened here, the Tuskegee Airmen that began here. So on and on and on. Pittsburgh has so many things. I heard you mentioning, you and Paul talking about the very first flight, that some of the parts and components came from Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh has a very, very deep tradition in the aviation industry, which a lot of us don't really know about.
Amelia Earhart landed in a little airport in Fox Chapel, I think, back in the day. So, all right, day one in the books, and we'll keep you posted on what comes next. In the meantime, we are going to check in with Valerie Gatos here in just a minute. That said, you had to have woken up this morning feeling pretty good about yesterday.
Well, you never know how something like this is going to occur. And I do know that, like, if it was a disaster and things were horrible, people would have said, why did that Fitzgerald, he shouldn't have done that. That was such a stupid thing. So you wipe your brow and say, we're glad.
We continue our conversation with Rich Fitzgerald, Executive Director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission, which includes 10 counties and the city of Pittsburgh. We might call this the day after you spent the show with me yesterday. I said, are you still coming in tomorrow? You said, absolutely. We have more business to attend.
We do. And, you know, things like yesterday don't just happen with one or two people. It takes a lot of partners. And one of the key partners couldn't be there yesterday because she was in session in Harrisburg. And I'm joined by State Representative Valerie Gatos, who actually represents the area that Pittsburgh International Airport sits upon. And I will tell a story real briefly. That was a number of years ago when the airport started succeeding, and people were like, everybody thought it was the great thing, and we had announced this billion-dollar project. There was a movement for the state to take it over, to take it away from Allegheny County. And there was a state representative who stepped in by the name of Valerie Gatos, who was a freshman at the time, and stopped that from happening and allowed, you know, so many other things, manufacturing, cargo. She's been such a partner on so many things. Representative, we're sorry that you missed it yesterday. I know you were at the gala a couple of weeks ago and at the ribbon cutting, got to speak and all that kind of stuff. But thank you and congratulations. And talk about those days a little bit and some of the work you've done when it comes to yesterday's successful airport opening.
Well, first of all, thank you, Rich, and thanks, Larry, for having me on the show to talk about this. I am so disappointed that I missed it yesterday, but again, duty calls, and we were in session yesterday in Harrisburg, so I had to miss it. But, I mean, this has been, I first was elected in 2019, and it really has been a really fascinating, you know, the whole process to watch the building of the airport and, frankly, how fast it really came together with all of the Pittsburghers working to build the entire building. So, I mean, built by Pittsburghers, for Pittsburghers. And I'm already hearing people say things like, you know, hey, I did that terrazzo floor, or my uncle did the lighting, or hey, you know, my cousin installed the baggage claim, the rotisserie, or what do you call the
carousel.
The baggage, the carousel. Thank you. So, yeah, it's been remarkable, and I think, you know, our city should be really proud of what had developed and transpired, and I think that it's just going to prove its worth every year that this goes by. So this was a really momentous occasion yesterday.
Yeah, Rich, you pointed out just on the tram alone, a $20 million savings a year to maintain that, which you obviously no longer have to do.
Yeah, the maintenance cost has gone down for the operation, and there's more to come. I mean, it's a great day yesterday, and obviously you get to this point, Representative, but you're continuing to work on so many things that are important. Obviously, the energy opportunities with the fuel conversion that the airline industry is looking to do, manufacturing. We talked about Neighborhood 91. You've provided a lot of help and a lot of legislation that's allowed some of that to occur, freight and cargo and jobs. I mean, this is about economic impact. And obviously, the folks that you represent in that area, you represent the folks from the Moon and Finley area, will really benefit from this.
Well, you know, going back to your original question about, you know, a proposed takeover from the state once it started to get successful. I come from the business sector, and yeah, there was a proposal to say, hey, look, you know, we need more government to get involved or put their fingers in there. And as you know, Rich, I don't know. I mean, I don't believe that more government, you know, is an answer to bad government, and that how adding more government was going to make a project, which people thought was expensive, but how adding more government and adding another person in there, especially government, was going to make anything less expensive. But I do believe that, you know, there is incredible government oversight when the FAA, the TSA, you know, it's, and I think that it just showed that when you unleash the entrepreneurial spirit, which I really do believe that Christina Katsotis brought to the table, it just shows what you can actually do, and particularly with all the partnerships she pulled together with businesses, local businesses, universities. It was remarkable, and that really ties into the whole Neighborhood 91, the property you have around the airport where you've got Crystal Biotech, you've got opportunities for businesses to be right at the airport. I mean, it's no wonder that Amazon has more than five warehouses that are and distribution centers that are around Pittsburgh for this whole region. It just has shown that it has already shown that it is working to build our community. And, you know, thanks to you, Christina, and all the people that were involved in all the trades that built this phenomenal airport.
Yeah, and you've continued. Again, we built it, we cut the ribbon, it's open now. Hopefully people are really going to enjoy it. We got the holiday season coming up, travel season, all those kind of things. But like you said, there's more to come. The opportunities were just beginning in jobs, and you mentioned Amazon and other logistics companies that are going to be utilizing these great facilities. And again, it was a partnership that you brought, and Senator Robinson as well from the Senate side, and the administration, both administrations, the Wolf administration, now the Shapiro administration, being partners on this. And even going back to the Corbett administration, being very helpful in some of these things that happened. And we are sorry you miss it. When is your first flight? When will you be using it for the first time, Representative?
Well, I will be making some trips over Christmas, perhaps.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
and hopefully I'll get a chance to see it then. But yeah, I mean, I think that it's going to be really exciting. I think once that people see, Larry, you mentioned that the elimination of the tram. I personally despise that tram.
Well, you were not alone, Valerie. However, people want to know, hey, are they going to send that tram to the trolley museum?
Oh, geez.
They have a lot of things to sell at this point, and that tram might be one of them. Yes.
Well, you know, when you start talking, like, I think that when you start talking about the partnerships with, you know, the businesses and the universities, I think the one thing that people just haven't quite grasped is that, you know, how much is involved in the technology of the building, and with those partnerships, how that is going to stay evergreen. When you're looking at how much innovation comes out of Pittsburgh, you're looking at flooring, you're looking at paints, you're looking at lighting, robotics. The art of moving people around, this is the whole thing about AI and having Carnegie Mellon right here, Pitt, University of Pittsburgh, Point Park, all these universities, we're going to be really incorporating them into our community. And I think that's super cool because we have a lot of intelligence and intelligent people to continue making this evergreen, and that's what I think is special about this airport.
Valerie Gatos, Pennsylvania State Rep, representing the 44th District in Harrisburg this morning. Thanks for the time, and anxious to get your reaction once you come home.
And congratulations, and thanks for everything you did, Representative. Appreciate it.
Thank you much.
Rich Fitzgerald, every Wednesday on our 7 o'clock hour, Executive Director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission. And hard to believe how much news has transpired in a week, and what are the coincidences that the government shutdown would end officially the same day, within hours, that Pennsylvania state budget got voted in?
Well, there were a lot of people breathing a sigh of relief last week when both the federal shutdown ended and the state budget finally got passed. And joining us is one of the people who were intimately involved in the state budget. That's our Lieutenant Governor, Austin Davis. And Lieutenant Governor, first of all, congratulations. We're a lot of people happy that it had finally got done. But I'd like, maybe you can fill some people in on some of the details of what are included in that $50 billion budget. Things like violence prevention, after school programs, child care, et cetera. First of all, welcome and congratulations.
Well, good morning, Larry and Rich. It's great to be with you this morning. And I can tell you, the governor and I breathed a sigh of relief when he signed the state budget last week. You know, we both recognize it should not have taken 4.5 months for the legislature to send a budget to the governor's desk. But because Governor Shapiro and I stayed at the negotiating table, we secured major investments and significant wins for the people of Pennsylvania in this budget. And so I think what we demonstrated here in Pennsylvania is an example for really the rest of the country on how to govern, how to bring Democrats and Republicans together to get stuff done without compromising your values. And that's exactly what Governor Shapiro and I did. Unfortunately, what we saw play out in Washington was, Democrats held the line and ended up folding and got nothing. So hopefully our example, what we did here in Pennsylvania, shows us an example to the rest of the country.
$50.1 billion budget, and the line items at the top, human services, as you know, $20.2 billion. Right behind that, education with $19.1 billion. What will change, Lieutenant Governor, with education based on this budget?
Yeah, you know, well, we continue to make historic investments, as we've done every year that we've been in office, into Pennsylvania's public education system, to make sure every young person has ladders of opportunity to succeed. And we drive out those dollars through an adequacy formula to make sure that school districts that are truly struggling get more resources. And we're talking school districts like Clareton and McKeesport and McKees Rocks, places that need a little extra help. And so we're excited to be able to continue that record level of investment to make sure young people have an opportunity to succeed. We coupled that with cyber charter reform in this budget. So districts and taxpayers will save money because we recognize that that cyber schools in many cases were collecting more money than they were actually expending to educate our kids. And we solved that by enacting cyber school reform, which was something that the legislature had been trying to do for years in Harrisburg. But we were able to get it done in this year's budget.
One of the things that intrigued me, and we've talked about this for a long time, is the trouble with childcare and how many people sometimes can't get to work because they can't get the childcare. You've enhanced some opportunities there in that program. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, this is something that my wife and I intimately are aware of. We were blessed to have our first child 2 years ago, our daughter Harper, and we, like many Pennsylvanians, struggled to find a high quality childcare facility that was safe for her, but also was going to be educationally enriching. And part of that challenge is because we don't have enough childcare workers, and that drives two issues. It drives up costs because there's not enough accessibility, and it drives it reduces availability. So what we did was we earmarked $25 million for recruitment and retention of child care workers here in Pennsylvania to make sure that we have the workforce that we need to work with our most valuable residents, which is our young people. And this idea was born out of a series of roundtables that my wife and I did across the Commonwealth with business leaders, with child care workers, with parents, to talk about the needs of child care workers, the needs of the childcare workforce here in Pennsylvania. And this is as much a business issue and a corporate issue as it is an issue for Pennsylvania's families, because we know employees can't get to work and employers can't get employees without childcare.
You're absolutely right. It's an economic growth issue. You also, and we saw a lot of this with the federal shutdown, food insecurity, and you actually put some more money in the budget for that to deal with so many of our folks who deal with hunger issues.
Yeah, I think the federal shutdown really showed how tenuous people's access to fresh quality food is here in our Commonwealth. And we saw folks step up from the Greater Pittsburgh Food Bank to Feeding Pennsylvania, to all of the organizations around the Commonwealth. But the governor and I wanted to make sure that we were providing more resources to help meet that need for folks. And so we provided $11 million for food security initiatives in this budget to help make sure that no one goes hungry here in Pennsylvania. We view food as a human right, and we believe everyone should have access to healthy food.
I would also be remiss, Lieutenant Governor, if I didn't thank you again for all the work you did. You were there at the ribbon cutting for the airport. I'm sorry you missed it yesterday. I know you guys were in session. When will you be taking your first flight and experience the airport like everybody else?
I like many Pennsylvanians will be traveling for the holidays. And so next week I'll be at the airport to go through it. I really can't wait. I've been always a fan of the train. So I know the train has gone away, but I'm excited to see the new tunnel that we'll go through to get to the airport. It's truly a world-class airport, and we should be so excited to have it in Pittsburgh and in Pennsylvania. I think folks are really going to be impressed at the quality out there. And really, it's a credit to your leadership during your time as county executive to put the team in place to get us to this point. And Christina Kasotis deserves a tremendous amount of credit for getting this project across the finish line.
Lieutenant Governor Austin Davis, appreciate your time this morning. Safe travels over the holidays. Thank you.
Thanks, Lieutenant Governor. Congratulations.
Thanks. You guys have a great day.
The House and Senate have passed a bill to require the release of the Epstein files.
Let the truth come out. Let transparency reign.
That's Chuck Schumer, who has been vocal on the Democratic side. So now that they will be released, I guess the question is, are all the files actually going to be released, and who's in them, and what's everybody doing?
The new terminal at Pittsburgh International, congratulations, Rich Fitzgerald, is getting good reviews from air travelers. Our Tamira Rush did some asking around yesterday.
If you were to rank this on a scale of 1 to 10, what would you give it?
Oh, definitely a 10.
Yeah, it's, first of all, visually, aesthetically, it's beautiful. Functionality is streamlined in so many different ways, Rich. It was a good day.
You have a lot of room, and you're right. There's a lot of good signage to take you where you need to go, point you where you need to go. And you, when you have information and you're communicated and things seem to be, it takes that stress level down.
You know, from what you're describing yesterday, Larry, at the airport, it sounds to me like you're going to shave at least 15 to 20 minutes off of the front door to the gate, just getting that from easily, one to the other, right?
Easily. Your aggravation level will be lowered tremendously just for that alone.
Yes, thank you. And will the Steelers starting quarterback play this weekend in Chicago?
Aaron's got a fracture in his wrist. It does not require surgery. Really, it's just about bracing it and securing it for his comfort and safety. It's about how functional he is. And so we don't have the answers to that. We stand here today, but certainly I would imagine we're going to get some clarity as we push through the week.
They're going to let the week reveal itself. But that said, do you risk Aaron Rodgers for the rest of the season if he gets hit the wrong way?
Well, you know, I mean, you've got a very good backup quarterback who's proven he can do it.
He had a good game. He certainly did.
He did. He came in, journeyman quarterback, and did an excellent job. Actually went down and scored on his first drive. And if that happens, then guess who will be his backup? Maybe Rodgers. If they decide, okay, in abundance of caution, we're not going to play him, but just in case, he could still dress. I don't know. We'll see. The intrigue. But they've had some challenges winning in Chicago historically.
They have. But not Rodgers. He's done well in Chicago.
He has, and he wants to play, apparently. All right. Thank you, Paul. And
thanks, Paul.
Rich, some final thoughts as we get ready for the big Thanksgiving travel week ahead. Looks like the airport up and running is ready for the full test.
It's hard to believe. The holidays are upon us. And, you know, one of the great things next week is families get together and so many ex-Pittsburghers return. Many of them do for Steeler games, but they'll be coming home for a long weekend and a lot of good things, a lot of exciting football and a lot of exciting good to see people get together. So it's the calendar turns and here we go.
And that said, we have the Miami Hurricanes coming on next Saturday to play Pitt, and then the Buffalo Bills for
the Bills.
A 4:25 game. So maybe some people will be staying over an extra day so they can stay and go to the game.
I have a feeling there will be some Buffalonians who will be making the trip down south to visit us.
Rich, appreciate it, and thanks again for yesterday co-hosting. It was a great day and historical, and we were excited to be a part of it.
Thank you, Larry. Thanks for having me with it. And I thought we had some good conversations, and people learned a lot about what this new airport can mean for this region. Thanks.
We'll see you next Wednesday. Rich Fitzgerald, Executive Director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission.
36 with overcast skies at 8 o'clock. I'm Paul Rasmus.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS.
With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.